Well, this is David Sandoval, and I am the president of Purium Health Products, and this is our Wednesday night consumer education call. I would like to thank everybody who took a moment out of their day, a moment out of their evening, in fact, to spend this time with us for the purpose of this call being recorded. For those of you who are listening in the future, you don't realize the live version of this call is taking place just two nights before Christmas. And so because of that, we have so much to be thankful for. And one of the things that I am personally thankful for is a little dog sitting next to me. Her name is Maggie. She weighs about 9 pounds, and she's a Tibetan Spaniel. And she is and has brought so much joy into my life and into the life of others. And every time people talk about how spry and puppy-like she is, and they ask how old she is, and I tell them that she's 15 or 16 years old in human years, they're always very, very surprised. I believe that she probably has a good 5 to 10 years left in her. I believe that she will be 20 to 25 before she expires. And the really nice part about having this pet is that she is an amazing companion. And for those of you who know, who have dogs and cats, and I'm sure that everyone listening here tonight does or has, there is that tragic ending, that time when, in fact, we have to say goodbye to our friends. For me, I remember when my beagle accidentally ate some lawn fertilizer that a neighbor had put out to kill snails or something like that, and suffered a terrible death with brain damage, and it was a horrible thing to have to, you know, put the dog to sleep. And so we never want to let go of our dogs too soon. Well, there is, in my opinion, there is a false sense of longevity given to our pets. We expect far too little in the realm of longevity, or excuse me, in the our expectation of longevity, because of some false math that has been put upon us, and of course they keep adjusting or correcting, but the basic math they put upon us is that a dog year is whatever, I don't even remember, 4 or 7 years times a human year. I should have done my research. It's so ridiculous because it is not a proper way. Because if you take my dog and said, well, in dog years times seven, then, you know, she should have been dead a long time ago if you compare that to human life expectancy. And even at 5 years, being that she is 15, that would make her 75, and that would be the average life, so she should be, like, ready to go right now. So the bottom line is that that is a false mathematical equation, and if we knew the potential longevity of cats, for example, one cat that is documented in the Guinness Book of World Records, and I know that there are many that have not been documented, was 38 and a half years old when it died. And of course, there have been many dogs that have lived well past 25. And so, and this is all documented and proven by, you know, records of that are kept by the AKA, etc. And so the bottom line is that if we expect our dog is old at 10 or 12 or dead at 15 and not 25, then we are failing to get 40 to 50% of the joy and the love and the companionship that we could have gotten out of our friends. And so it truly is a friendship, I believe. And so right now, again, we have to ask ourselves, just as we must ask ourselves with human longevity, why is it that we don't achieve our potential? Why is it that dogs and cats and horses fail to achieve their longevity? And the real answer is because we have domesticated them. Now, when you talk about wild animals, when you talk about, let's say, a tiger or a gorilla or maybe even an elephant, in captivity, they actually live almost twice as long as they would in the wild. And there's a reason for that. and it is called predation. You see, there are no animals eating the animals in the zoo. So if they are young and weak, they don't get eaten. And if they're old and weak, they don't get eaten. In fact, they get taken better care of. And so another thing is really crazy about zoos is they try to give the animals the same exact food that they would get if they were foraging in the wild. Think about that. They don't give them something that was created in a lab called gorilla food or giraffe food or lion food. No, they feed them what they would have eaten if they were hunting and gathering in the wild. And this is profound because if we put our dogs and our cats in the zoo, then they would feed them what wild dogs and cats eat. And because they would not be subject to hunting or predation by their fellow animals, they too would probably live to be 25 to 35 years old if they were under proper care. But they're unfortunately, and I apologize to y'all, they're not under proper care because we haven't been taught proper care. You see, we've been taught that you feed them the cheapest bagged commercial product available, or even a fancy bagged commercial product that is available. But the truth is, that's not a primal diet. That's not a wild diet. That is not what they would eat if they were out in the wild and hunting and gathering. And so it stands to reason that if we take care and coddle these animals, if we keep them from being hunted, if we keep them warm, if we keep them fed, if we keep them clean, if we keep their teeth strong by going to the doggy dentist and of course to our veterinarian, then why is it that dogs never live to be, and cats as well, never live to be their full life expectancy under our care? Well, the truth is it's because of the way we feed them. We not only feed them, we overfeed them. And during this overfeeding of them and the misfeeding of them, we subject them to the same things that humans are subject to when they are overfed and fed the wrong food. So we not only overfeed ourselves and feed ourselves the wrong food, we do the same exact thing to our animals. And so just as humans could and should live to be 120 plus years old, and that's based upon my theory that if you do, not theory, but the fact, I've read and seen that they had done an autopsy on an 80-year-old man and through research determined that that man had not expressed more than 50% of his human growth hormone or his stem cell activity. That means that potentially, with proper care and proper diet, that the stem cells and the human growth hormone in your body are capable of carrying you to 160 years old. However, I don't believe that we should expect any more than 75% of that 160-year mathematical possibility. But a realistic possibility is 75% of the mathematical possibility. And there are several, just as in the cat and dog stories I've told you, there are several current modern stories of people documented living to be over 115 years old and over 120 years old. And so, the same thing we've done to ourselves is what we're doing to our animals. And that is overfeeding them and feeding them the wrong food. So what is the answer? Because we don't want to hear about a problem unless there is a solution. Well, first of all, I want to tell you I wouldn't share this solution with you unless it had been practiced and I had seen the results, because I am not a veterinarian. I'm not a doctor. I don't treat or cure disease. I teach longevity through proper care, and through proper care of your animal and yourself, you can dramatically increase that longevity. Tonight, we're going to talk about the animal side. Now, an animal, when in the wild, for example, a dog, a wild dog, will seek out and eat things like eggs that birds lay lay in the sand, turtles lay in the sand, other, you know, snakes and other whatever lays eggs in the sand, any type of, you know, of food that they could find, they will eat. They will also eat small birds that they could find after those eggs hatch. Again, depending upon the size, animals smaller than themselves, or the dogs will team up together and take down an animal larger than themselves. And in an amazing story that I could tell you, that I call the story of the vegetarian wolf, I saw a pack of wolves hunting. The hunt was amazing, the way that they trapped the prey, how they cut out the weak, disoriented them, separated them from the pack, isolated them, and then attacked them and overwhelmed them with their strength. But what was amazing after the animal had been brought down is that all of the animals did not begin to eat. In fact, they backed off as one animal, the dominant animal, the leader of the pack, stepped forward, and that animal immediately began to eat. And what did it eat? This is, in fact, the key to this story, because what it ate was the entrails. It ate the organs, the stomach. And as the camera zoomed in on the face of that wolf, you could see not blood, but in fact green, because the animal it had taken down to eat stomach was filled with the grass that it had been eating. It had chewed and digested that grass and was in the middle of absorbing all the nutrients from that grass through its organs when the animal ate those organs in order to gain all of that nourishment, the leader of the pack. When the organ part of the body was gone, the other animals came in to eat the flesh or the meat portion. And in an amazing insight into how the leader of the pack remains the leader of the pack, it is by eating better. It eats the most nutritious food available, leaves the less nutritious food available to those he wants to be weaker and submissive, ensuring that he is stronger, lives longer, is more nourished, and of course, guaranteeing his dominance. And so it is a, in my opinion, it is a thing to be copied. So what are we going to feed our animals? We're going to feed our dogs things like, and even our cats, raw eggs, raw vegetables, or steamed vegetables. You could soften them up a little bit. You are going to feed them meat that is only partially cooked, let's say 35 to 40% cooked. That's a ground meat where there's still a lot of red in the middle, a lot of blood, but it's cooked and then cooled. You're never going to feed them anything with cheese or grains. If you're going to feed them grains, it must be small amounts. And those grains should probably be sprouted. You're going to allow your animals to, to eat grass that you're going to grow yourself, a small patch of grass specific to that animal. You'll teach it to go and chew and bite because that animal will love to do that, to clean its teeth and to clean its intestines. And you, I hope, are going to begin to include what I call great stuff for dogs in that dog's diet. Now, great stuff for dogs is a product that I put together after studying basically how they live. And like we say, dogs are one of the pack. And that's all we are in the eyes of our tail-wagging, belly-rub-loving friends, as I say. Of course, the pack traditionally hunted for their food, and being carnivorous, they consumed mostly animals. They sought out and consumed some grasses and plants and herbs to aid their digestion and their healing and to help in their eliminating process. And this combination of meat and plants ensured naturally good health, digestion, and even that extended lifespan in the wild, which is so important to remain fit, the survival of the fittest. Right now, our dogs are far from the fields where hunting and foraging are possible, and if they do hunt and forage, they are hunting and foraging in a chemical-laden environment, eating grass, sniffing grass, going through food that's full of chemicals from trash cans. That's how they hunt and forage now. They've lost their proper instincts to forage, and with each domesticated generation, that instinct gets further and further from them. And that's created a huge nutritional deficiency, and we need to basically reverse that. And so what I've done is I've put together a combination of foods that are really amazing. For example, spirulina and flax seeds, which are not graminate family. Okay, those aren't like wheat. They're not grains. The flax seed is a different animal. It's full of fat, and the fats that dogs need for a healthy coat and for a healthy digestion and for healthy nerve ending. The goat whey. Goat whey is an amazing source of protein. Dogs, animals, both dogs and cats, they love milk. It's one of the things that they seek out in nature. Believe it or not, they will actually kill animals while pregnant mothers just to get the milk. We have put grasses like barley and kamut, oat. We've also put things that help clean out some parasites. Garlic cleans parasites out of dogs. We use a phenomenal source, another source of fat. Dogs need a lot of fat. We use rice bran solubles for the outer fat and the vitamin E that's so important to help keep the dog's eyes, and the carrot juice, which is so good for their eyes, the chlorella, which is so good for stopping tumor growth, the glucosamine, which is so good for eliminating the pain and the joint pain, and MSM, which helps them eliminate the joint pain, and beet juice, which detoxifies their organs, kelp, which provides them with vital minerals, probiotics, which help clean protozoa and dead decaying matter out of their intestinal tract. And then we've done something really cool. We've added a root called yucca. And yucca root is something that actually in the desert, it's what you see coyotes digging and eating. It's not only a source of water, you think that they're eating it for the water, but yucca root also distributes nutrients throughout the body. Now, we've added fennel seed as well to aid in digestion and to help fight, again, parasites. But here's the cool part. I then flavored it with the natural spices and seasonings that attract the nose of a dog to where they think that it's a treat. So when you give it to them, if you smell it, you might even think it smells like a piece of meat. They'll think so. And as long as you give them one, put it under their tongue, force it onto their mouth, and congratulate them when they chew it, they're going to love the taste and they're going to want more. But you've got to put it in their mouth, and that's extremely important. The first one you have to sort of get them acclimated to. Now, I love cats, and cats are natural foragers, and they've actually retained nearly every instinct of their ancestral wildness, unlike dogs. And this can really create problems if you let your cat forage where toxic lawn chemicals, pesticides, or unnatural substances maybe, or B, if you do not let your cat forage at all. Those are the problems that we face, and it's almost like a catch-22. Well, unnatural foraging could risk the health of your cat, your feline friends who cannot deal with the toxicity over time. However, lack of quality foraging denies your kitty the phyto or plant nutrients that they require to live a long and healthy life. Well, that's why we created Great Stuff for Cats. A lot of pet food labels are pretty misleading, and they legally are allowed in the name of advertising to make unsubstantiated claims. So be sure to read your labels carefully. Our Great Stuff for Cats is made up of super quality ingredients. So binders, fillers, excipients, just like we do for our human, you know, products. And now in this product, it's a much simpler formula because cats need, again, they love to eat grass. We've put in barley grass, wheat grass, and oat grass. We have put in desiccated liver. This is a pure liver, no chemicals. So this is the purest liver. Nothing is more nutritious for a cat than liver. We've put in whey protein, So this is not a vegan product for the cats. I apologize. We have put in the whey protein again and dried nutritional yeast. Very important, we put in the proper amount of taurine. Taurine is the one nutrient that domestic cats never get. We put it in there. And these are all there with a prebiotic, called acacia gum. And that helps the cat's digestion. Now, the desiccated liver powder contains nutrients which cats absolutely need, A, D, C, and B complex. It has abundant calcium, copper, phosphorus, and iron. It helps reverse anemia in cats, and a lot of cats suffer from anemia. You'll see that your cat has more energy, and you'll see that the cat will look like it could stretch more, less stress on its body. It's going to be more flexible. And the whey protein will increase the lean muscle of your cat, help it lose weight. It's really good for the fat cat. Not that any of you have those. It also enhances the immune function by increasing glutathione levels in the cats. It helps T-cell activities, and it decreases the wasting illness that a lot of times cats have. Now, the dried yeast contains more protein than meat. It's an excellent source of B12, and it contains a glucose tolerance factor that helps in the regulation of blood glucose because cats get diabetes. Now, taurine is a building block of all the other amino acids for cats, but more importantly, it's in their bile, which is needed for the proper digestion of fats and the absorption of fat-soluble nutrients, like all the ones we just mentioned, and it keeps your cat from getting high cholesterol, which they do get. Now, you know that the greens, the cats all benefit from grass. Every cat goes out, every dog goes out and eats grass. They need the live enzymes, they need the chlorophyll, they need the detoxification, they need the help in regurgitating things that might, the poisons and trapping toxins in their body, especially if they're in the city. The greens are so vitally, vitally important for detoxifying. And so this is a product. These products are ridiculously inexpensive. $16 for great stuff for cats, $16 for great stuff for dogs. If you have a little tiny dog, that's going to last you a long time. A bigger dog, that might last you, 2 weeks. But big dogs are expensive. You knew that getting into this game. Well, here's the thing. I have got some amazing stories, personal stories. One is of Colta. Colta was a beautiful Labrador Retriever, 22 years old, with a huge tumor on its side the size of a football, and the veterinarian said we had to put it down. We refused. We again asked the owner. We were caring for the dog. Asked the owner if we could put it on my special primal diet and try to save its life, and they said yes. Immediately, half-cooked eggs, half-cooked meat, tons of chlorella, and great stuff for dogs. That's right, chlorella, straight chlorella tablets, and great stuff for dogs. Within 3 days, that tumor had shrunken from the size of a football to a softball. 3 days later, it was a baseball. 3 days later, it was a golf ball. 3 days later, it was a pea. And 3 days later, it was gone. The veterinarian could not believe it, swore up and down that we should have put the dog to death because it was in so much pain. Amy had a dog, and that dog had 7 tumors, and the veterinarian said about $4,000 to remove those tumors. 4 different surgeries. They'd removed 2-3 times, and 1 the 4th time. But each time, the surgery would cost the same, $4,000. I told her, let me put your dog on the program, and we did. Well, those tumors are gone. We saw one of them rise up through her shoulder, come out of her body. She licked it, ate it, and it was gone. Serious. We cleaned it up, put a bandage on it. She never had the tumors again. We had Alicia, one of the other girls who works for us. Her young dog, 4-year-old, had a growth on its side. And the doctor said, oh, don't worry about it. It's not growing, so it's not cancerous. Well, one day it started growing, and started growing fast. And, of course, the same thing, well, a couple $1,000, they could take care of that. Well, no. We put her on this little primal diet. Again, half-cooked eggs a couple a day, some half-cooked meat, and a lot of green food. And that's all. A lot of chlorella, a lot of great stuff for dogs. It was amazing. Amazing how fast that tumor shrunk and was gone. Younger dog, stronger dog, 4 or 5 days, that tumor was gone. I'm not a doctor or a veterinarian. These are things I saw with my own eyes. And you're going to see similar things happen when you use the primal diet to save your dog or cat. Remember, you ask your veterinarian, why do 95% of dogs die? Well, it's not getting hit by cars. It is tumors. Okay? That's why dogs die. Cats, it's more diabetes and tumors and obesity. So we've got the products. We've told you that you could double the lifespan of your animal. Even if you start late in the game, you could add important years to their lives. So remember, use the primal diet. Use great stuff for cats. Use great stuff for dogs. Get some chlorella. Give them a little chlorella every day as well. And you will not be sorry. And remember that if you have horses, we got great stuff for horses. And that is our promise to you. So I hope the information that we shared with you tonight was compelling. I hope that it interested you. I hope that it educated you. I hope that it enlightened you. I hope that it will become knowledge that is power. And, of course, that power is something that you could use. And power, when used properly, is a constructive and amazing thing. If you neglect to use power, then it's a shame. If you use it improperly, it's a crime. So thank you again very much for tuning in. God bless you all. And remember that since this is being recorded 2 days before Christmas, I want you all to remember that, in my opinion, there is nothing more important, than love. You need to love your family. You need to love your Creator. You need to love yourself. And you need to love your work. And there's an Ayurvedic philosophy that says that your life is like a four-room house. Your life is like a four-room house, and one room is filled with the energy of your Creator, and you must go in and give homage to your Creator each day. One room is filled with the energy of your family, and you must each day go in and show appreciation and give homage to your family. One is the room of self, where you must treat yourself with love on a daily basis. And one, of course, is your work. And if you balance work and God and family and self, if you manage to do that, you will have a perfectly happy life, according to Ayurvedic philosophy. I wish each of you a perfectly happy life. I hope that you find the balance that brings you joy and happiness and health and longevity. Because those are the things that enrich us. If you have those things, then you are among the richest people in the world. This is what I want for you. This is what you should want for yourselves. I know you do. So thanks again for tuning in. God bless you all. And I can't wait to see you next year.